Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Nat's Landing, Urgent Med and Urgent Med Plus, Belinda Thomas Realty, St. Simon Seafood, Parker's, Jessup Furniture, and by Southern Hardware. And now, here's your host, Rich Bontrager.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Good evening, I'm Rich Bontrager. We're on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's, where we'll be each and every week, Wednesday night, 7 o'clock for the entire football season. And this segment of the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Jessup Furniture, Belinda Thomas Realty, St. Simon Seafood, Parker's, and by Nat's Landing. And now, give me a warm welcome for the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights. Here's Brandon Derrick.
You're supposed to say thank you. Hi, something.
Hey, how's everybody doing? It's football season. I'm a little tired, and we're going to kick it off early this Friday.
So, the 2017 season was 7-4 overall. We had a scrimmage last week, and the regular season gets underway this Friday night under the Oaks here on the island. Last week, it was Bethsaida coming to town, 37-6. You get the win in a fast-paced Frederica game. Yeah. Was that the plan, to go bang and just shoot right for it right away?
Yes, that's the plan. You know, when we play teams that have the same numbers as we do and the same depth, we're going to play really, really fast and try to wear everybody down. Probably going to be a little different game plan this Friday. We're not going to huddle, but we're going to slow it down. You know, but for us, we do want to play as fast as possible on offense and get the ball dispersed out to these guys, our skill guys, and get down the field as fast as we can and get points on the board. And Friday night, I think it's first two snaps on offense, we scored two touchdowns. So, you know, that's a positive for us.
Two passes. Two plays. That's pretty incredible to start your season.
Yeah. You know, I thought it was pretty solid work. We picked up the guy a couple times. They didn't have the right leverage on us, and we read it pretty quick, got the ball out. You know, I thought we did a really good job of getting the ball out to the perimeter. And the big thing is our guys on the perimeter did a good job blocking, and we got down the field pretty quick.
So let's talk about that speed. Over the years, you've gone no huddle, you've gone to semi-huddle, you've gone back to slow down the pace. What's it going to be for 2018?
It's going to depend on what we see in film every week. Like, you know, we could go as fast as we wanted to, but we're going to play Charlton this week, and they're going to have a fresh 11 guys on defense and another 11 guys that go on offense. So for us, it's going to look fast. We're going to get up to the line and get set, and then we're going to rest just for a second, call a play, and then we're going to run it. So it's not going to be one of those things that we're sprinting up there calling it, you know, or going NASCAR fast. It's going to be one of those things that's going to be very controlled. And the guys, they've done a really good job this week and on offense adjusting to it, because all we've done all summer is listen to me go, let's go, let's go, let's go, you know, and play very fast. So we're changing it up according to the depth, the factor that we have depth. And I think kids have done a good job this week offensively executing that part of the game. We've got to, do a really good job up front. They're very, very good, Charlton is, and they're an outstanding football team, so we're going to have our hands full, but we're going to have to do everything we can and pull out all the wrinkles to make it happen.
Well, they are a AAA school, so there is a size, strength, and we're going to talk more about that a little bit later on. This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And talk about quarterbacking. Jalen Simpson back again leading the team, a 6'1", 175 pounds, a senior, of course. But you talk about those plays. How much freedom does he have to audibleize? How much do you want to stay on script?
Well, when we call an offensive set, most of the time there's three plays already set up. So he has to be the guy that knows what's going on. When we call it, you usually have a run play. We've got choice one. We've got a run play called in there. We've got a pass play called in there. And as we're running the play, he's reading it, and he's making the reads. It's a run-pass option offense for him. And he's got to know the system pretty well. He's got to see guys moving pretty quick. And really starting to slow down for him now. And when I say that, he's starting to see a lot easier. The game's starting to slow down for him and see it. Today in practice, we were doing a few things, and he was like, "Yeah, I saw that. I should have got that out a little quicker, or I see this guy playing here, so that's what I'm doing, coach." As soon as that guy steps in, I know right now I can get the ball to the perimeter. So it's slowing down for him. I think he's done a good job. I think JT Elliott's done a good job on the offense too, at the backup quarterback spot, and he's playing multiple positions. So I thought that JT's done a really outstanding job. Also this summer, him and Jalen working and getting better. It's gonna be fun if those guys can pull the trigger really quick and do what we're doing on offense.
Well, and last year at quarterback, late in the season, you were rotating three guys in and out. Even on series, JT would go in, Jalen would come out. How much of that freedom of rotation are you gonna change it up in the middle of the series?
Right now, we're going with who's hot. You know, and I think right now Jalen's kind of separating himself a little bit from it, just being as athletic as he is, and understanding JT's fit in the – he's put – himself in some other positions that he's got to play Friday night too. So he's got to play a lot on defense, and he's got to play a lot on offense in certain positions. So we've got guys playing both ways, and we're trying to keep them fresh. So right now, it may be one of them Jalen's in there, and we pull him out to try to get him a break and let JP play quarterback. So that's one of those things that we got 34 guys, and we're going against Charlton, who's bringing 75. So, you know, we feel like Custer going in there, a little bit horn, but we've got a good chance.
Home field advantage may be a big thing. We're going to talk about it in a little bit, but we saw it last year. We're going to bring that back. Patrick Brunson out last year in 2017, back injuries and issues there. He's back. He scored this weekend in a big long play. How much does it help you to have Patrick back in the lineup right now?
That's huge to have Patrick in the lineup. He is a savvy football player. He does an outstanding job defensively at safety of getting us in our right spots at times. You know, I think last year Jalen was kind of bombarded by having to be the quarterback and then try to coordinate the secondary and on the defensive side. Now he can relax a little bit. Patrick's kind of took over back there. Him and Harry kind of run the defense. I think right now that it's outstanding to have him back because his speed is very deceptive. He's about a half a step slower than Jalen and Denver. But, you know, with those two guys running 4.4s, you're running a 4.4, high 4.4, low 4.5. You're moving pretty quick, and you know, honestly, if they were to race, Patrick might outrun there. It just depends on which way the wind's blowing that day. He's very athletic. He's an outstanding football player, and I think he showed that speed on that one pop pass when he caught it and just made one move and outran everybody. So he's a talented young man.
And he also, on the defensive side, makes those reads. He sits back like a long kicker receiver, reads it, adjusts, and he makes great moves. It's his patience that pays off.
He understands what we're doing, and he puts himself in a good position to make plays all the time. And he knows he's our last line of defense, and he does an outstanding job at free safety, him and Jalen. And just, you know, right now, those two guys are – I can't say enough about them on defense in the secondary. It makes me go to sleep a lot better. Let's just put it that way.
Well, we're going to have more to come here on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors. Back in a moment.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Southern Hardware off exit 29 on Highway 82 with everything a hardware store should have and more, including Echo Power Equipment and over 150 zero-turn mowers in stock. Featuring the Gravely zero-turn mowers with welded decks starting at $28.99. Gravely, built to mow the distance.
How about it now? This is Jamie at Southern Hardware. We got a little bit of all of it and a whole lot of some of it. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
Southern Hardware off exit 29 on Highway 82. Check us out on Facebook.
Southern Hardware, Southeast Georgia and Northeast Florida's leading volume dealer.
Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times. Or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show. Head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bontrager. We're on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Nat's Landing, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, and by Jessup Furniture. Back with the coach once again, talking more about that big win over Bethsaida, 37-6, the last scrimmage of the season. This week we kick off the regular season. And one other big play, we do have a highlight, Isaiah Jackson, the long touchdown run. Last season, 871 yards, 10 touchdowns. The senior moves, jukes, spins, does about all of it. And where do we go from here in 2018 with Jackson?
He's going to be the guy that you look out there, they're going to be, let's take away one, try to stop two, let's get three, and let's stop 10. And number 12 is going to be the guy that quietly gets his 100 to 200 yards a game. And he does a really good job. Like Friday night, he was not a huge, no one thought he was a huge factor. Then I went and counted up the yards. He carried the ball six times for like 107 yards and had a touchdown. He does his job really well in there. He's a hard-nosed running back. He's hard to tackle in a phone booth, because he makes so many moves. He's got great vision. And Isaiah's come a very, very long way from day one. I have to give him a compliment on that, because day one I was wanting to kill him and run him off. And then now he comes to work every day with a little bit of a business-like manner. We're going to get better, and I'm going to do my job, and I'm going to get better every day. And he's done that, and he continues to do that. And he's gotten bigger. He made a commitment to get in a weight room. He's up to about 175 pounds back there right now. And he's gotten very strong. And the biggest thing I told him was, we can't turn the ball over. There's going to be times you get hit in the backfield and take a loss, maybe for a yard or two. But next play, you're going to probably break one and get 15. So, he's been very patient with what we're trying to do on offense.
Last year, we had several different backs making the backfield, Jackson one of them. What other players do we have that insert, balance it, so it's not just Jackson?
Well, Denver Anthony will be a huge asset up inside, because he's going to be up in there, and Denver's one of those guys, he'll try to run over you, and he's got the ability to run over you. He's low to the ground. He's probably about 180. He is very strong. He's one of our strongest players, pound for pound. He's very fast. He's physical. And then there's Avery Cobb, who you won't see him because he's shorter than everybody. Next thing you know, he's gone. And he'll juke everybody out in the stadium, and everybody be like, this goes straight. Next thing you know, he finds a crease, and he's running down the field. So Avery is another kid that's going to be pretty elusive, and we'll roll him through. We're trying to be very committee-like right now early in the season to keep legs fresh, because every one of these kids that I mentioned playing offense
is playing defense.
So, you have to be committee-like. We got to keep guys healthy, and I think if we can do that, we have a pretty good chance of being successful down the road.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Speaking about playing both ways, 15 players going both ways, right?
We got, you probably got, for us, offensively and defensively, both sides of the ball, eight guys that just turn around and play the other side of the ball. I think that we got a lot of, that we probably got 15 guys that are on the field the majority of the time. Sometimes, and one of the biggest things that we focused on in the off season and really, and I even harped on it today at practice, is somebody goes down, somebody's got to go in.
Immediately.
And it doesn't matter who, you know, we gotta get somebody in there. So you gotta know your role. Just if it's, I gotta block this guy and the other guy's catching it, then block that guy. If I'm catching it and he's supposed to be blocking, then do your job. And you know, talking to those younger guys today, our other guys that roll in, that's a big thing, because you know, we're going through practice today and I look up four or five guys and got a nicked up knee, their back's hurting. You got hamstring, I think we had hip, Deke's out with his back, and so you know, we had to move a guy from outside the linebacker. So when you start moving one person,
it's a domino effect.
So then we have to move people around to get everybody situated, and so it's one of those things where we kind of became thin. You didn't know it, but then we look over there and we're like, Coach Mathis is like, hey, I don't know, we don't have any more linebackers.
You're kind of turning around, and where's the next guy? Yeah, where's the next guy?
Okay, so you know, that is one of those things that we have to do a much better job getting ready, and we've tried all summer to get these guys enrolled in and get reps, and then I looked up some of my other guys, younger guys, were nicked up. One's got, I think, bad back, and one rolled an ankle, and I'm like, goodness, at one point today we were a mass unit out there trying to practice. So, but I thought overall today practice was pretty focused.
So talk about that game awareness on the sidelines. You're not in the huddle of the play, but you might get your jersey called right now. How do you coach game awareness so those guys are ready to jump in?
Well, you know, as soon as we grab you by the shoulder pads and your eyes get really big and your mom's yelling and screaming and you run out there, you might get knocked on your heads. Like I told them today, you might get knocked on your head, but you got to get back up and make the play, play the next play. And that's the way we're going to learn. You're going to get game experience, get beat up on them a little bit. You're going to win some battles. You're going to lose some battles. And so that's the name of the game in football. At the end of the year, I've said this numerous times to I don't know how many people, but it's not where we start, it's where we finish. And I think that's what we have to keep in perspective. I even tell the coaches that, you know, we have a good chance to be really, really good, and I want to be really, really good at the end. You know, we've just got to prepare week in, a week out. Now, I'd love to go 10-0 and then win all of them in the playoffs, but at the same time, the experience and the kids getting an experience and getting depth so that when we get to week 11 and week 12 and week 13, we got guys that are experienced that can go in there and play and we achieve the ultimate goal. You know, and I think everybody knows where we want to be.
Well, last year, that depth came about. We saw it toward the finish line, and you did have players mature during the entire season.
Yeah.
We'll be right back with more of the Frederica Academy Coaches Show, and we'll be back with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Back in a moment.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With two locations to serve all of Glenn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B. And Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883. And on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316. Or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call. 912-638-1965 or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Great food, snacks, and the best selection of energy drinks in the Golden Isles, Parker's. A day outdoors, coolers, suntan oil, beach chairs, ice, Parker's. Check out our splash fountain with the famous chewy ice, Parker's. Get your Pump Perks card and start saving on every gallon of gas today at Parker's. www.parkersga.com, a proud supporter of Frederica Athletics. Parker's. And let's go Knights!
Fear
Fresh local seafood on St. Simon's Island, St. Simon's Seafood. Located at 2463 Demery Road in the shops at Demery Plaza next to Demery Grill. St. Simon's Seafood has everything a seafood lover could want. Wild Georgia shrimp, crab cakes, flounder, you name it, and St. Simon's Seafood has it. Seafood so fresh it was swimming this morning. So stop into St. Simon's Seafood or call 912-634-2646, the island's only fresh seafood market.
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Mission Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bonschwiger on location in Nat's Landing on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Urgent Med One and Urgent Med Plus, Parker's, St. Simon's Seafood, and by Belinda Thomas Realty. We're back with the head coach getting ready for the opening game this Friday night. Well, a little bit more about, some of the off-season struggles this year. I'm going to read you a quote of you in a recent interview, and I want to have you, because we talked about this last week a little bit.
Gotcha.
But I think you went a little bit further with this in this other interview. I want to see where you sit tonight. It said that we are a talented team, but right now it's more mental about us. We need to focus, keep a good attitude, and go forward. Where are we at with attitude, focus, as we're a couple days away from the real kickoff?
Well, like I was just talking to you there in the break a little bit, I thought Monday we were really, really sharp. I thought yesterday we had the back-to-school barbecue and everybody wanted to go to the barbecue. And then today I thought we were really, really sharp. We have a good trend right now. Monday, good. Tuesday, not so good. Wednesday, good. Maybe tomorrow won't be so good. Friday will be really, really good. So we're on and off. So hot and cold. But I thought, when I said it, mentally, it's like I was saying earlier, if we don't disengage, we can be really, really good. And today, watching this on defense, when we were focused and dialed in defensively today, we got bullets flying everywhere. Coach Thomas was even saying as he was running the quarterback, scout team quarterback, he said, wow, we're in spots. We're there. They're smothering me under. So, it's just one of those things. And it's like I said, we've got a senior heavy group. We got some experience. I know how they feel at times. Coach is making me do this same drill. I've done it 600 times.
Right.
And so, but at the same time, that drill will come into effect in the game. And I don't want them to. I don't want them not know what to do. It should be natural, and they want to be able to make a play. And I think we're getting there. Today much, much better on the practice field. And the biggest thing for us is if we play every play like we're capable of playing, it's going to be hard for anybody to play with us.
Well, let's talk about Charlton. They're coming to town. This is the season opener. You're at home. They have 16 seniors on the roster. They have a very large team and depth. Very much to their advantage. Let's just start there. Size, depth versus your speed.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited. Charlton's coming. They're bringing 8 school buses.
I heard 600 people maybe this weekend.
Yeah, well, we're saying anywhere between 6 to 15. We don't know. But they've got 127 in the band. They got a dance line team. They've got a cheerleading squad. They've got 75 football players, 15 coaches, and we're going to get ready to go. So it's going to be some big-time football on Friday night down there, and I'm excited. I think that environment's going to be electric. We've been trying to get some bleachers moved and move some in, trying to get them seated, trying to make them as happy as possible. You don't want to make the giant mad before they get here. So, but I think for us, it's a great experience. Last year we went on the road. We went to Westland. We came out of that locker room with big eyes because we were like, whoa, look at their stadium.
Yeah.
And then their football team ran out with 70 people, and it caught us a little off guard. But if we don't turn the ball over against them, we're playing a football game against a really good team, and we would have been right in the middle of it. And so what I'm trying to do is just get our guys as much experience and get that electricity going, that feel, where we go out there on a Friday night and play hard and get our guys kind of prepared for those steps down the road, when we get that chance.
Triple A versus A, you're really going up and stretching them right out of the chute. Why do you do that? These are big jumps you put up for opening game very often. Why do you do that?
It's the Ric Flair mentality. I say it all the time. I'm a competitor. I don't schedule people for wins. I've never done that. I'm a guy that's going to go compete. I want to be the underdog. I want to be the guy that makes the statement. I want to have my name in the paper because we did something we weren't supposed to do. And when I took this, that's what I told him. This is the path. This is where I'm going. This is where I want our guys to feel. I think we have made those steps. Our kids feel like we can go compete with anybody at any time. And they're confident about it. And that is a huge testament to what we've been trying to build at our school and get it there. And I feel like, you know, we're almost to that point. And I go out there to get the experience. I mean, we play the Val Woods, which is the best team in GISA. We play the John Milledges, which is the second best team, or which theoretically we are, but they're going to be ranked third. So, you know, I'm going to play those guys. I'm going to go play the best competition. All it does is make you better. You play teams that aren't any good, you don't get better. And we're going to face that. So we're going to face stiff competition, because when the rubber meets the road and we have to be tested, we know what it's be like to be tested. So we're going to do that, and I'm going to challenge. I don't care if I ever go 1-10. I've been 9-1 numerous times. It's not. It's always that one that, you know, hurts your heart. But it's the experience and getting our guys prepared for that next step, and we're ready to take that next step.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Saturday, the opening game at home. Charlton comes to town. Size, they have guys that are 323, 350. They have guys over 6 foot. Just size alone, max alone, how do we match up to fight that? They're going to beat us down. They should beat us down.
Nah, they're not going to. I feel like our speed and our knowledge and our coaching is going to, we're going to be okay. The more I watch, the better I feel at times. It's going to be a tough game. Don't get me wrong. They are big up front. They're going to come off the ball, but I'll give the kids a testament. Bethesda was big up front, and I thought our defensive front, our guys did a really good job. Cameron Gardner did a good job up front. They hold their own. I mean, they're going to hold their own, and we're going to let our speed play into it. Charlton's going to be fast. We got to contain them. And they're going to be big. I mean, they probably average about 270 across the front line. And we on offense, and we're going to roll in there at about, you know, about maybe 200, 210 on the defensive line. And offensively, we're going to weigh about 200 up front on the offensive line, and they're about 240 on the defensive line. So they come off the ball well. They're going to be physical. We know what to expect. We play teams that are that way. We've got to be ready to play. We've got to go out there and execute. So I think we can make some noise with the kids. The thing is if we just don't wear down. You know, we got to get enough depth and rotate people in where we don't wear down and get tired in the fourth quarter. And that's going to be huge for us.
Let's talk about the extra man in the field, the fan base. You're talking about 600 plus fans here this weekend. We've seen Frederico Faithful come through in amazing ways for you and spur you on. Opening game, how important is it to have that place for rocking?
It's going to be awesome. This is what we live for, man. Seniors, this is your last first. You know, you go out there and you go play, and you're going to have a huge fan base, and the popcorn is going to be popping, and there is a band going to be playing. And it's, you know, they're going to be doing the tomahawk chop over there. And, you know, I hope they ain't beating on that drum too much. It's a bad sign if they are. But if we can quieten the drums down, we got a very good chance. I think it's just going to be a great football experience for everybody. Weather's supposed to be nice. You're going to have a huge fan base from Charlton. You know, our fans are going to come out. We're going to have a huge fan base. And it's going to be great. So, we went. Brantley's coming. Coach Cannon and his crew's coming over. So, they're wanting to see what's going on. And they want to see. We're going to have some guys cheering us on. And, you know, maybe we can take down Goliath, because it's really a David and Goliath matchup. And we've seen David win once before, so maybe we can pull it off again.
Who's more excited, you or the players right now? I mean, I get the feeling it's you.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I get that way about right now. You get ready to go. The fatigue sets in, but after that you get pumped. And it's what you live for. It's what we do it.
Final question. Kicking game. We talked about it. We know that's going to be a tough area. How are we doing this week in our kicking game?
We're much better this week. I thought we hit all the extra points the other night. We even hit a field goal. I think kicking-wise, we're going to be all right.
All right. Coach, best of luck on Friday night. We look forward to seeing you under the oaks out there. This has been the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come on out to Nets Landing on St. Simon's Court at 20:07 right here with head coach. For now, I'm Rich Bontrager. We'll see you out of the game Friday night. Come early.